Hey guys, we're so excited to share this message with you on the Center Set podcast. My name is Ethan and I lead worship here at Center Set. We'd love for you to download our app so that you can keep up with all that is happening in our community. Text Center Set to 77977 to download.
Happy Sunday, Center Set Church. It is Daniel Fernandez again. I'm so excited to be with you. You guys are family, and I know I haven't been able to be there in quite some time, but I send you greetings all the way from Los Angeles. I love your church so much. I love your community. Huge shout out to your leaders and Pastor Ali, Pastor Yasmin, everybody there that makes church happen, whether it's in a home, in a hotel, or in a grass area, wherever you are gathered, that's where the church is. And I'm so believing that the church is continuing to move forward. And I'm so excited to be with you this morning and share what God has put on my heart for your community. If you have your Bibles, I'm gonna jump right in because I really believe this word is for you, it's for me. And I actually believe that if we apply this, man, it's really gonna shift these final few months of 2020. Can you believe that? I mean, stop for a minute to think. It is August. In just a couple months, you're gonna be eating turkey and you're gonna be opening presents for Christmas, and then it's gonna be 2021. And it seems like everybody's just waiting for 2021. Like, can we just get to 2021? Listen to me. 2020 is not done yet. God is not done yet. There is still something good in our future. And I know that it feels unknown. I know that it feels a little bit overwhelming. We have these moments of anxiety and maybe discouragement, but I'm here today to tell you that we are moving forward. Jesus is with us, that we go from glory to glory to glory, and the Spirit of God is leading us forward. And so I have this message for you today that I just pray it encourages you. And I want to read out of Philippians chapter 2. If you have your Bibles, great, open them up to Philippians 2 verse 12. If you don't, it's going to appear on the screen right here. But I want you to read along with me. This is the Apostle Paul saying in the NIV version. He says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence." Come on, somebody say, "More in my absence." Come on, I'm hearing you right now through the screen. More in my absence. Come on, comment right there in the comments. More in my absence. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Verse 14, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. I want to pray in just a moment, but before I pray, the title of this message today and these moments together is More in My Absence. More in My Absence. So would you join me in prayer? Jesus, we thank you for these moments. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would speak through the means of YouTube, through the means of social media. Do something so profound in us. I pray this would be like a one-on-one conversation, that you would speak exactly what we need to hear right now to move us forward, to propel us forward, not only as individuals, but as a community, a faith, a church that's moving forward. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for these moments together. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to jump right in. This is a very interesting passage that when I stopped to think about it, I'm like, man, the challenge for the Apostle Paul in that time was the question of, how do I pastor people that I'm not able to see physically? It's very similar to the way we are today. How do you pastor people that you're not able to see physically? And the Apostle Paul used letters, personal letters to the churches. He didn't just write one letter to all of them. He wrote to individual churches. And the way that we can pastor people in this moment because we can't see people in person is to use the means of videos and communicating through this means, right? And I absolutely love that. And the Apostle Paul here in Philippians is giving us this sort of this framework and a guide for what to do in seasons like this. Because he actually states it pretty clearly. He goes, hey, when I was there with you, when we were all in person, you were really good at obeying. And isn't that the truth? Man, it's so easy to obey God on a Sunday. It's so easy to obey God when you're attending a small group or you're at a dream team rally, you're all together and you're seeing people physically. It's really easy to obey God when you've got pastors and leaders who are there with you physically, but it's a different story when they're no longer present in the physical way. They're still there, obviously, in spirit and in heart, and we're supporting and praying for one another. But the Apostle Paul is saying something really important. He's going, hey, I'm not there in person anymore. I'm absent from you. However, he goes, that should not be an excuse for you to do less. And what a concept. He goes, no. You were always so good to obey in my presence. But he goes, now much more in my absence. So not only are you to stay the same in the presence of leadership, but you're called to now rise up, to now mature, to now grow, to now continue to do more in the absence of leadership. And isn't that the heart of every leader and every pastor? I mean, the heart of what the Apostle Paul and the heart of what leaders and pastors is, it's to train people to be better in our absence. Isn't that what Jesus did with the apostles, the disciples? He trained them not for his presence. He trained them for his absence. He goes, hey, when I leave, you're going to do more. And the Apostle Paul in this moment is like, hey, I'm just trying to help you because I won't always be here. But my heart is that when I'm not there, that you wouldn't decline and disconnect, but you would continue to do more. And then we have to kind of flip it inward and consider this reality that the test of our own character is, are we still growing in the absence of leadership? I mean, let's be honest. You've been probably working from home. You're in Zoom meetings, whatever that looks like. You know, you're supposed to be clocking it in at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. or 9 a.m. I mean, are you really clocking in at that time? Are you really waking up at that time to work? Are you getting ready to work? Or have you been a little bit more relaxed and, you know what, I can do that later. I think that's where integrity and character matters. I know that sounds a little bit odd to say it that way, but that's exactly what the Apostle Paul's saying. He's going, hey, I'm not there, but that's not an excuse to do less. It's a challenge to do more. And I know in this season, and I feel this for all of us, that it's been such a temptation to disconnect. It's been such a temptation to sort of do a little bit less. And I know that people feel discouraged, and I get that, but it's time to put these words that the Apostle Paul says into practice. In my absence, Pastor Ali, Pastor Yasmin, your leadership, may not be there with you, but you can still continue to do more like the Apostle Paul is saying. I love that. He continues on though, and the whole concept here is he's saying not just doing more, but he goes obeying more. Obedience. Am I still obeying God? And he gives us two areas that I want to break down for you today. Two areas that we ought to be obeying God more, not less. And I love what the Apostle Paul says, and he breaks it down for us here in Philippians chapter 2. He says, but now much more in my absence, this is what we ought to do. This is the obedience broken down. Because we often say, obey God. How do I obey God? This is how you obey God. Number one, right here, he goes, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know what I love about that statement is that he makes it personal to the individual. He goes, continue to work out your salvation. You know what that means? That in this season, it's a time to take personal responsibility for our faith. I cannot just rely on a Sunday sermon. I cannot just rely on a small group meeting. I cannot just rely on an encouraging text from a pastor or a leader or a worship service. I need to take responsibility for my faith. That's obedience to God. That's how you grow more. And that's the first thing I want to tell you today. Number one is obedience in our relationship with Jesus. Are you being obedient to take responsibility for your faith? As the Apostle Paul says, kind of breaking that down, he goes, no, continue to work out your salvation. It's not my salvation. I have my salvation with Jesus and it's my relationship with Jesus, but continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And he goes on to say, for it is God who works in you. Think about that. Because I think we maybe think that God's on vacation. God's not on vacation. God is still working. God is still moving. And he's moving inside of us. He's changing us from the inside out. God is not canceled. His work in you is not canceled. He's still working on the inside of us if we would allow him to. And so Center Set Church, where are you in this? Have you sort of disconnected and declined a little bit? Say, no, I'm okay. I don't know. God's not really, it's time to be obedient in our relationship with Jesus. What a tragedy it would be after the pandemic, after all this season, that you wouldn't have learned something and grown in your relationship with Jesus. What an opportunity right now. What an opportunity to lean in and trust him and say, God, you know what? I don't have any control in this moment, but I still trust that you're working in me and my faith is still growing. I absolutely love that. The Apostle Paul breaks it down. Obedience, specifically in our relationship with Jesus. And number two, I love this. Maybe you're not going to like this, and I don't want you to be mad at me. I know I'm a Dodger fan, but that's besides the point. I don't want you to be upset. This is what the Apostle Paul said, okay? So you can be upset at him because he said this, okay? He says here in verse 14, do everything without grumbling or arguing. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless, pure children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. You know what this relates to? Number one, not only are we called in this season to do more in our obedience in our relationship with Jesus, but number two, obedience in our relationship with others. And that's where it gets a little bit difficult as well, because what a season right now of opinions and sides, and it feels so divided in this moment, but we're still called to, as the Apostle Paul said, do everything without grumbling, which is this complaining, murmuring like the people of Israel in the Old Testament. Do everything without grumbling and arguing. Because this isn't just about winning arguments. I think that's what some people, this is my point of view and I'm going to show you that I'm right. No, it's not about that. And the Apostle Paul tells us here, he goes, do everything without grumbling and arguing. And he goes, so that, meaning the result of doing things this way, of considering your neighbor, of considering the people in your community, not just winning arguments or showing how much you're frustrated at the season, do it without that. And that's what that produces, is pure and blameless people. That's what the Apostle Paul said. He says, so that you may be pure and blameless in a wicked and crooked generation. He also continues on in that, and he tells us that you will shine like stars among them, which is to say, you're going to have influence. You're actually going to be able to impact. What a thought, because we think, man, the more I try to argue my point, the more I try to just, you know, grumble and let people know about how frustrated I am, then I'm really gonna make some impact here. But the Apostle Paul goes, the less you do that, the more you're gonna be pure and blameless, and the more you're gonna shine among them like stars in the sky. The result of restoring and retaining and thriving in relationships is so much better. It's so much more effective. And what a season to lean into this truth. Do more of, because what it seems like in this season is, right, we've done a little bit less in our relationship with Jesus. We've done a little bit less in our relationship with one another to maintain them. But Paul is challenging the Philippian church and challenging us today. No, in my absence, do more. Grow more in your relationship with Jesus. Grow more in your relationship with others. And when you do that, man, you're gonna see some results. You're actually gonna see impact among the people. You know, the Apostle Paul here in verse 14 and 15, he tells us, so that you may become blameless and pure. And then he quotes, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. The interesting thing about that is that the Apostle Paul's actually quoting Deuteronomy 32. And I think it's important for us to understand this, that when a New Testament writer quotes an Old Testament text, we ought to go back to reference that, because it speaks into the frame of mind and also the context as to the what the New Testament writer's trying to say. So the fact that Paul quotes, you know, Deuteronomy 32, Moses's final words to Israel, what does that tell us? Moses was trying to help the people of Israel move forward into the promised land. The reason why Moses didn't enter into the promised land was because of disobedience. He didn't obey God. In a public setting, you know, the whole rock situation, and because of that, he was not able to go into the promised land. And so here Moses is preparing the people for his absence. Sound familiar? The Apostle Paul writing the Philippian letter, preparing the people for a continued absence. Don't just do less in my absence, do more in my absence. And it's so interesting, because at the end of Moses' declaration and this song over the people of Israel, in Deuteronomy 32, verse 44, it says, Moses came to Joshua, son of Nun, and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people. When Moses finished reciting all these words to all of Israel, he said to them, listen to this. I think this is what the Apostle Paul was thinking. And the words that Paul said to the Philippians, it mirrors this idea of what Moses is saying to Israel. He said, take to heart all the words I have solemnly declared to you this day, so that you may command your children to obey carefully, to obey carefully all the words of this law. I love that. Verse 47, they are not just idle words for you. They are your life. Maybe the issue here in this season is we've been living a little bit idle. I'm not moving forward, but I'm not going back. I'm just sitting here. And in the same way that Moses charged the people of Israel, these are not just idle words. They are your life. They will give you life when you obey the word of God. Center Set Church, this season, I know it's been hard for all of us. We all have our challenges, but listen to me. It's time to rise up. It's time to, in the absence of leadership, continue forward, to move forward in obedience. It's time, in the absence of seeing people face to face and going to church on Sundays, it's time to do more. And more in your relationship with Jesus, and more in your relationship with others. And I'm telling you, it's gonna make all the difference. I wanna pray with you before we conclude, and I wanna pray for two groups of people here today. The first is, you're watching this and you need to say yes to Jesus, maybe for the first time, or maybe to rededicate your life to Jesus. But right there where you are, I want to pray with you. If that's you, you can just bow your head, close your eyes. Jesus, thank you right now that we are saying yes to you. Jesus, we receive the free gift of salvation, that we cannot earn it. It's a gift, and we say yes today. Holy Spirit, come on the inside. Would you change me from the inside out? From this day forward, Jesus, my life is yours. I am yours. My will, my ways are yours. My heart is yours. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you made that prayer today, I believe there's going to be some people that want to contact you and just let you know what your next steps are. For all of us, for Center Set Church, that feels like we've been a little bit idle. It feels like, you know, you've got Pastor Allie, you know, preaching on Sundays and having Zoom groups, and you're trying to create these moments, and you felt a little bit disconnected. You felt like this season hasn't been more. It's been less. It's been declined. It's been disconnected. I pray these words that the Apostle Paul spoke to the Philippian church would be words for you today. In absence, because we don't know when we're going to come back. We don't know when it's going to be face to face. But listen, in the absence, I pray you would do more than ever before. I pray your relationship with Jesus would grow and your relationship with others would grow. So I want to pray with you right now. Jesus, I just pray these very simple words, the declaration that Paul prayed and declared over the Philippian church. God, that in the absence, they would do more, that they would obey more. I pray for their relationship with you, that they would take responsibility and say, no, it's not up to anyone else. It's up to me to take those steps. I pray growth, exponential spiritual growth in this season. God, I also pray for growth in the area of relationships, that we would not just argue and grumble, but God, we would be influences amongst people because of the different approach that we have. I pray for restoration in relationships, restoration in friendships. God, that we would continue to move forward as a community of faith because you've called us. We love you so much, Jesus. We thank you for these moments today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Center Set Church, again, what an honor to be with you today. Man, I look forward to being with you soon, hopefully in person. If not, hey, you know, I will see you at some point. God bless you, Pastor Ali, Pastor Yasmin, appreciate you. I will see you soon. God bless you.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope this message impacted you and inspires you to draw closer to Jesus. Subscribe to this podcast and give us a follow on Instagram at Center Set Church to keep up with all that God is doing in our community. Also, we'd love to be in prayer with you. If you have any prayer requests, please send them to info@centerset.church.